Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. Once again, you have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's what this is all about. It's about bringing light into areas of darkness, about bringing hope into areas where there is no hope, about giving an opportunity to be able to encourage where there is encouragement that is in need. So, brother, I'm glad that you're listening here today. We have a topic that is not unusual, but it's not talked about a whole lot, at least as often as I think it ought to be, maybe a little more often than normal. And it's about giving away our own testimony, how we came to know the Lord. In the studio with me today, an expert in this field of, I knew I'd get you to laugh a little bit about that sort of thing. Uh-huh. None of us are experts, and none of us qualify to do what we're doing. He's the one who qualifies us, and we just share our experience and our strength and our hope in Jesus Christ with others. So Duke is in the studio. Good to have you, bro.
It is good to be here.
All right. Now are you sincere?
Oh, amen. Okay. I'm so looking forward to this.
All right. So you you wanted to bring this up. You wanted to talk about this because this is something that I think is important that we all understand, that this is what we're called to do.
Yes, yes. And as I have conversations with men about our walk, it struck me just this last week through one of the gatherings we had is how powerful our testimony is, our personal testimony. Mm-hmm. That is, some men who are challenged with how to share God's love or how to share Jesus or any of that is, where do you start? Where's the tagline you use? And there isn't one. It's really finding an opening just to share something about yourself that is germane or has to do with where you find your hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to Scripture, there's quite a bit in Scripture that revolves around testimony and the importance of it.
Sure, sure.
And I guess the one that struck me most was the one in John 18:37, where Pilate, Jesus standing before Pilate, and he asked him why he was here, are you a king? And he said, it's for this reason I came, was to bear witness to the truth, mm-hmm. or to testify to the truth, is another translation. Mm-hmm. Testify, witness. Well, part of his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, if we go into a court of law, one of the ways that we, I guess, convince the jurors or prove is by our testimony, by our personal witness of what occurred.
Yes.
So how do we live that out was kind of what I was challenged with when some guys were asking me some stuff this last week.
Well, the majority of the time, I'm going to say, I don't want to just bring it all as it's everybody's experience, but the likelihood is that probably a good portion of us have all had to hear someone else's testimony that maybe caused a little bit of curiosity and maybe of desiring to seek out a little bit more about what they're talking about or something that impacted us in their testimony, which is, you know, part of what I think is so important is that we're not, the end thing of a testimony isn't so that somebody would come to Christ. That's not what it is. It's about the end part of it is to be able to give others the purpose and reason that we're living the way we are today.
Our profession of Jesus.
Exactly.
Amen.
Of what has taken place. So that makes it a little bit easier, hopefully, for some guys to swallow in a sense that, hey, we're not trying to get you to take this horse pill, you know, and saying you're going to do this and do that. No, we don't want you to. No, what it comes down to is that simply is that you share your experience, what's happened to you, and how it impacted you, and what that looks like in your life today from where it was. Not telling anybody else anything else, you know.
No, and it's so easy. It wasn't that long ago I remember talking to a very close friend who's not a believer. I mean, he believes in God, but he's not. And I remember him saying that he just didn't know what to do. And I says, well, I said, not to be boastful, but I do. And he's like, what? And I says, well, I start with prayer. In other words, there was this opening because, what, Raul, we've talked so many times about how men are so wired to fix, repair, you know, left brain. Okay, yeah. So we want to check it off our box. So when another man is struggling through something and we know that we have come to a place where I guess we can reside there, not to mark it off our box, but at least have a way to go and answer to that one dilemma,
yeah.
We want to share it.
Yeah.
So without being a fixer, I do find myself more and more frequently suggesting the course path of believing in Jesus Christ and following, you know, being obedient to the Bible as the best way to go. And what happens? That's my testimony.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Peter talks about it in 1 Peter in chapter 2. He says in verse, I believe it's 21, he says, "For to this you have been called." Now, he's talking to us, right? "Because
yes.
Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example." Leaving you as an example, so that you might follow in his steps.
Yes. Okay?
So truly what it comes down to is that's what he wants us to do. The Lord wants us, he told Peter, this is what I want you to let them know, this is what I want you to tell them, so that, you know, once again, and there are other areas of the Bible that talk about giving away what you've received and everything, okay? Because it's truly... if we look at it, we are being obedient to the second greatest commandment, okay? Loving others as we love ourselves, or thinking of others more highly than ourselves. Because truly what it's all about is not about us.
No.
It's about Jesus, and it's about others. Nowhere there does Jesus say anything about a third commandment about, hey, Duke and Raul should get exactly what they want, you know, because of what's going on, you know?
No, and it's so overlooked, Raul. We, by our testimonies, we share all kinds of things. You think of the conversations you have at work or with friends, that we're sharing experiences. I may share a skiing experience or mm-hmm. even this morning having my car almost go off the road. I testified to an experience that I had mm-hmm. that you had interest in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all we do as we go throughout the day many times is we're sharing little short stories. And by sharing, having the opportunity to share the little short stories about how we find our joy and hope is something that I think a lot of guys just don't take the opportunity. They don't see it. See how powerful it is. Mm-hmm. But you said something earlier, too, that we may hear something from somebody. I got to tell you, there's can't hardly be a listener, brother, out there that wouldn't admit that they heard a testimony from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it myself where I left the room going, wow, that guy, yeah, it was spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it so struck you.
Mm-hmm.
It was by someone's testimony.
And generally, as a rule, eventually you hang around fellowship with others like-minded. You're going to hear parts of your own life through others' experiences. And you're going to sit there and go, wow, I thought I was the only one that ever experienced that. I thought I was the only one that ever felt that way. I thought I was, you know, and that's, once again, the enemy has been caught in a lie that we remember now. So, yes, I believe that I was, you know, I was told that in my head that no one else has ever done this before. You're unique. And that's why you're not going to be able to be part of this group. And so why are you even trying? Come on, let me show you something else. Those are all lies from the enemy, okay? And what they are is truly he wants to steal any opportunity that we may have to be able to come on board and say, yes, I believe this is the way I want to go, you know?
Amen. You know, and the other thing is that I've really, I guess it just didn't hit me so much, but you know that... to me, most of Scripture, if not all Scripture, really is testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it is eyewitness accounts or personal testimonies. In Acts 4:33, the apostles give their testimony in words, and the great power of the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. The apostles testifying of the resurrection, telling others what they'd seen with their own eyes.
Exactly, exactly.
And I actually posed this to a friend not that long ago, to try and have him see that.
Mm-hmm.
I used this analogy. I said, okay, his name is Gary. I said, so Gary, a flying saucer lands in the field next to our house here, and you and I witness it firsthand. The green man comes out, says, peace be on earth, whatever flies away. And we want to tell people about it. Would you be even a little offended if they didn't believe you? He's like, well, yeah. I said, well, why? He's like, I saw it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
That's where so many of the testimonies in the Scripture, we seem to doubt. Yeah. I wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we have to, where the Word reminds us, saying, hey, that this is the inerrant Word of God.
There you go.
Okay? That there is no error here at all. It is something that was divinely orchestrated for through the prophets, through the teachers, through the apostles, on books and letters that were compiled together that make up the Bible, the Word of God, okay, for us to be able to use, not only to study with, but to rebuke and to be able to teach and to be able to, anyway, so this is, we either believe it is or it isn't, okay, and sure, does that mean you don't question anything? No, well, you can question, it's totally okay. There are books of men who are a lot more learned than I am that have authored apologetics, okay, can actually have commentaries and what they believe certain meanings are in Scripture that and challenges where some people would say, maybe someone who is offended by Christianity would say, here, look, this is, they're not seeing eye to eye in these two areas of the Bible. They're talking about two different things. But everything is to be taken in context. And so my point being is that if we believe the Word of God to be true, then it is true, okay? And as a result of that, let's see, in you mentioned the apostles talking in the book of Acts, talking about the resurrection to all the people and everything. And you have Mary Magdalene is, you know, right there, she was one of the ones to see that Jesus was resurrected, okay?
Yes.
And she ran back and said, you can't believe it. You know, we were told by this angel anyway, da, 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 da. And so that was a testimony,
yes,
of what had taken place, okay? The woman at the well, the Samaritan well, okay? When she went to the town, to the city, to tell everybody that there's this man who knew everything about my life, okay? Now these are huge because these are things that created them to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Okay,
yes.
And as a result of that, we hear it, receive it, and through the compiled information of the rest of the Bible, we come to know that Jesus is who he says he is, and we believe it. And when we believe it, our faith is increased. And our faith is increased by hearing the Word of God. And
yes.
So that's why it's important that I believe that we put Scripture in our testimonies when we share that sort of thing. You know?
Well, that gives it some purpose and traction. That is, there's a difference between a story and a testimony,
mm-hmm.
is it not? I mean, to me anyway, I might tell a story of an experience. That's different than testifying to an experience. That is what I want the listener to receive. Is different between the two. And I didn't see that until the story had purpose, where I found myself sharing that story, but weaved in that story was the hope of Jesus Christ, where I found my peace or my comfort, strengthening my marriage, relationship with my children, whatever it was. That story interweaved Scripture, as you just said. Now it became not just a story. It became a testimony that might actually have root in somebody else.
Yes, and that is something where Well, the one thing that comes with this when we use scriptures, that doesn't come back void. Someone who's hearing this, because we're usually sharing it either at least with one other person, if not a group of people.
Yes.
Okay? And we're sharing it publicly. Okay? Yes. Openly. Okay? Now, and that's where, you know, we're being reminded in the New Testament not to ever be ashamed of what it is that we've gone through and who we are, that we are to proclaim. Now, you can sit there and say, well, I want to be in God's timing. Unless he really tells me this is what I need to do. Well, you know, if you read Matthew 28 and talking about take what you received and make disciples of all men of all nations, you know, getting them to obey, right, his
yes.
command. And in doing so, we go from there. So testimony is very – if you were to go in your Bible, your study Bible, and bring up on the concordance testimony, you're going to find a lot of different scripture that recalls testimony or testimonies throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. There are things that it means different things, like God's testimony. What is God's testimony? Okay, well, the Ten Commandments is considered part of God's testimony. It's letting others know who he is and why he is who he is. And so there are things throughout the Bible that can actually be perceived and plucked out. But we have to be intentional about this sort of thing, being able to put something together to be able to hear it. And how often have we listened to somebody else share? It's not that the stories or testimonies have to last a long time. We should be able to give it relatively within about a 3-minute period, really, truly what our lives have been like without having to get into a lot of detail. Because what we're doing is, I believe what we're doing is salting the tongue.
Yes.
Where the tongue, how many of you can eat one Lay's potato chip and leave that? No, you can't. It's very difficult. You desire another chip.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just eat just one. And that's because of the salt. Okay. So we want to do the same thing with when we're talking about the Lord. We don't have to give it all up at one time. You don't give the whole enchilada and the side dishes and everything like that at one time with something to drink. No, you just give them a little bit so that they come to desire more, if not from you, from someone else.
And that's part of what struck me here this last week of how easy that is and how we almost, as you said, we avoid it. Or some do, because they feel somehow guilty of saying it. And I can remember at times in my walk of having an opportunity to deliver a part of my testimony, but not wanting to, I guess, push my religion on the guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It took time of fellowship, being into the Word and all that, before I learned what a powerful gift I had in my testimony. And that no way was I ever going to be ashamed to offer to give that away.
Yeah.
But man, that Satan talks to us that way, doesn't he?
And even the way that we end up talking, in a sense, you use the word religion. This is not religion.
Yes.
This is a fellowship with Jesus Christ, a relationship, and how he impacted our lives to the point where we decided to go ahead and move forward in certain things because this is working. Something is taking place in our lives as a result of it.
Yes.
Well, let's take a break, and then when we come back from the break, we'll go ahead and we'll continue talking about this sort of thing. We'll get to a place somewhere in here about maybe some things to be able to do to kind of prepare yourselves for giving a testimony that you can do privately all by yourself, just you and the Lord, and so you're not really by yourself. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
I tell you, I feel like an old bear today because I love the slower pace of winter. Some of you have been as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. And brothers, it's time to slow down and spend time with the family. And the very best place to gather the family is around the dining table, featuring, of course, a delicious Hempler's ham. Woo-wee! Or maybe pork and beans with some tasty Hempler's bacon cooked in it. Now, I know some of you worry about weird ingredients that some companies put in their bacon these days, but don't get your knickers in a knot. Hempler's Meats uses the finest raw ingredients available, including natural spices, And guess what? No gluten. So if you're ready to hibernate for the winter, then order your own supply of Hempler's meats delivered right to your cave. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com.
FaithPlace.org, Biblical Advice Talk Radio.
When I started listening to you, I started finding that guidance of how to get closer with God and how to rely on Him.
It keeps my feet grounded.
I listen to the podcast while I work.
It's a refreshing feel for me because there's a lot of times I get tunnel vision. You know, I think it's only happening to me, or this is the way that it has to be, and there, all of a sudden there's another perspective.
It's convenient. I can listen whenever I want, and I can stop, and I can rewind, and I can listen to old shows and listen to new shows. There's no one that I know that would tell me the things that you guys say in your podcast, the things that I needed to hear.
If you've been helped through our internet talk show ministry, Band of Brothers Radio, The Debbie Chavez Show, and The Carolyn Merriman Show, please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
You wrote your name upon my heart. You knew me long before my life began. You still have a plan. And when I'm starting to forget, Jesus, you tell me who.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio, and that's a good song. I just want to keep listening to it and kind of just
yes.
pound the table here as I'm getting into that. You know, you wanted to bring up a certain part about this, about the testimony that you had mentioned about, and I actually had just went blank. I got this blank going through my head. So
it was just living through it. That is, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:3 where Paul writes, "And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." So our testimony isn't just a declaration of some experience. It's where we get, I think, not ashamed of it is when we know that it is truly a heartfelt deliverance. That is, and it's not about us, it's about sharing Jesus Christ with someone else so that they can discover that hope.
Yeah. And, you know, and what it is what he's done for us. I want to read something here that about a paragraph long here. It says, the word testimony is used in a few different ways. One common usage is when a person is brought into a courtroom, as you talked about, and placed under oath to tell, attest to, or give witness to his or her personal knowledge or experience with reference to the case that is being heard. To link the word Christian to the word testimony is to narrow the focus of this testimony and who can give it.
Yes.
Only a Christian can give a Christian testimony. And a Christian is one who has received forgiveness for sin by trusting alone in the person and work of Jesus Christ for that forgiveness. So in other words, you can't share something you haven't got.
Amen.
Okay. You may say it, okay, but most people can tell whether it's truth or not. They can tell from the sound of your voice, the passion that it's shared with, or the sincerity. You know, most of the time, we think that we can sometimes get one over on people by telling them something, a story that would just encompass, get their attention. They go, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe it!" And yet, we're not truly walking that walk. Okay.
But isn't that where it gets traction, Raul? That's where it gets legs. Whatever our experience is, a testimony for Christ or not, when it is real, it's transferable.
And what usually takes place in that sort of thing is that they're in the midst of creating their testimony.
Yes.
That they eventually will share with someone else, saying, there was a time in my walk with Christ where I pretended that I felt this way, and I really didn't. And yet, on the other hand, and this is what happened. And so when that type of testimony is shared, whether it's amongst non-believers or believers or both, okay, somebody's going to receive that and hear that and go, that is just like the way I used to be. And that usually breaks down the walls of denial that I am not who I believe I am. Or,
yes.
That maybe I am a follower of Jesus, you know.
And our testimonies help encourage courage, I'll say. That is, I can tell you that I had a testimony. I even felt like sharing my testimony at one time. But I don't know. I guess I had to see enough others have the palm-sweating experience of standing up, let's say, and giving their testimony, as well as sometimes just one-on-one. It seemed too difficult and too risky.
Yes.
But when I saw others do it,
yes,
I thought, man, that what courage that took.
Yeah.
And it gave me the courage that, and I can remember feeling this. I can remember hearing testimonies and going, I've got one too, mm-hmm. and I'll bet you God wants me to impact somebody's life with that.
Yes.
And then my prayers began.
Yes.
Use me, Lord. Be careful, but use me, Lord.
Yes, exactly.
And he does.
Yeah. You know, I think of one of the most, what I consider that came for me was impacted by the individual who heard this was my wife. She wasn't my wife at the time. I had been through a divorce, and I had 13 months of not even dating a woman. And anyway, long story short, we were at dinner, okay? And she asked simply, and we knew each other because of work situation, and I shared with her what I was hoping to do is to scare her away, because I was not ever planning on getting married again. No relationships at all, not with women at all, and just, you know, doing testimony, doing ministry work, helping men out, and just going from there. But as far as a relationship with a wife, it wasn't going to happen. And so what I intended to do was to scare her away.
By your testimony.
By my testimonies of everything. And truly, yes. It was 2.5 hours later. The meal was not even eaten. I'm not even sure whether we had it boxed up or not. But the point was is that I was sharing with her, trying to let her know that I'm not the guy that she needs to be wanting to be with. Now, little did I realize what I was doing. Okay, I was sharing with her all of my sins and my shortcomings and defects of character of my past. Okay, but as a result of sharing that sort of thing, it came automatically what I've been doing the past, few years, and especially in the last 13 months of seeking all of the Lord in my life and how I can come to know him more and how I can impact others to be curious about him. And all of a sudden I was telling her about all the changes that have taken place in me and et cetera, et cetera. Now, in hindsight, there's more to that story that it impacted her that way. But what she told me is that she fell in love with the man that I was today. Okay. Not with the man that was doing all those things in the past. The Lord had forgiven me that, I didn't do any harm to her, that she could set that aside. The Lord, look what the Lord's doing in his life today, okay? Now, this is not a boasting for Raul. This is just the testimony of what has taken place. She saw and visualized it and witnessed how I acted in the way that I was, okay? She wanted somebody, she didn't know she was going to get somebody as passionate as me about life today. Okay, and as a result of that, we ended up getting married, and we have 5 children between us and 8 grandchildren. And, and praise God for all that has taken place, because there has been much expansion of his kingdom as a result of me trying to scare her away from the bad man that I used to be.
Yes. Boy, our testimonies, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of different experiences with me and my wife and maybe the listeners the same. There's a unspoken testimony here too, brother. That is, it isn't always about words, as that 2 Corinthians passage 3:3 showed that it's by our example that we're led. So, for example, with my wife, although I had a profession of Jesus Christ, I don't think my testimony was fulfilled in her mind until she saw it lived out.
Yeah.
And then the testimony had deep enough root that I became bold enough to be able to share it. Same, and we all have those experiences, Raul. It's like my prison experience. So many times there's been a brokenness in a man that opened a door that had to do with incarceration. And my testimony was and is one of, you know, declaring victory in that and a huge blessing in it. So for a guy to hear that I felt it was a blessing to have a prison experience, it takes him back for a minute and boom, and it opens the door for my testimony. It is so underrated. So, and not that we go around telling everybody our testimony all the time, but I think that if we're in prayer each day as we should be, and we ask the Lord in the morning, use me today, Lord, however you would, I believe that he, and we ask for discernment in that, I believe that he does present numbers of open doors because we are surrounded by so many that need to be thrown that life ring.
Yeah. You know, so often, once again, we think that when in giving our testimony, we sometimes sometimes anxiety bubbles up within because we get anxious about saying, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm ready for that. And, you know, once again, I just want to say one of the things that were so profound that was said to me is that you do not qualify to do what you're doing. But God qualifies you.
Amen.
And so in knowing that in my heart, because I've witnessed that as a result of walking through the fear of sharing anything, that it's not about having an A personality. And it's not about, you know, not being a certain way or being able to be eloquent in your speech. It's about actually asking the Lord to be with you, the Holy Spirit that's within us, to be able to give us the words to say. Okay, and as a result of that, that's why we do it short and sweet. You know, one of the things that I like what this says here, it says a Christian testimony should not end with the conversion experience. I talked about that earlier, but should also include the ways in which the Lord has worked in our lives to sanctify us for His service. So how we are actually living this, okay, and what is taking place. See, it's not about us, it's about him and what he did in our lives, okay? So what the part of us is our experience. You know, I took a shotgun and I wanted to do this to myself and something changed my thought pattern of going there, okay? And in hindsight, now I see where there was a divine intention of me being discouraged from doing that sort of thing.
Isn't that wonderful that God allows us that perspective to without condemnation to look back and go, wow, that wasn't you, Lord, and then confirm where we need to go? I love that. Thank you for that.
You know, when here it gives me the example in Psalm 18, in verse 2 and verse 6. I'll give you the two of them. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. That's the Lord. Okay, that's verse 2. And verse 6 says, in my distress, okay, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. Okay?
Yes.
And as a result of that, that is what we end up sharing with others. I thought I was going down a path that I thought was the right path, and all of a sudden, things were going sideways, and I tried to repair those things, try to get them back going the way that I want them to go, but it just wasn't working. And as a result of that, this is how the Lord impacted my life. I recall when, and then you just go from there.
Well, there's where the passion in the heart comes from when you and I share that, because we know that the experience we had built our faith. We believe more each experience, if we press into God in that experience, it adds to our testimony. And it was just a few days ago that someone was sharing a struggle, a challenge. And I remember thinking, how can I allow him to see the hope in the challenge?
Yes.
So I suggested to him, I said, isn't this a wonderful thing? And he's like, how can this be wonderful?
Yes.
I said, don't you see what's happening? God is conditioning you, preparing you to be able to share that because you're going to be victorious in this. And he agreed that he would be.
Mm-hmm.
that look at what you'll, that becomes part of your testimony is how we ended that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was able to reconcile, wow, yeah, this experienced something that, yeah, he had hope. He saw where he could go. And then he immediately saw where, as you read, that God's going to use him for his purpose. Wow. There's nothing more powerful than that.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. I tell you what, one of the things about sharing the testimonies, the questions that come up in our own mind, should I share this at work? Should I share this in my home to my relatives who I don't see very often? Would they feel certain ways if I end up doing that sort of thing? Is this a good thing for me to be able to share this with my boss? Am I putting myself in jeopardy of maybe losing the job or not getting the position I so desire? And then, or should I share this openly in, with a ministry that wants me to help feed the homeless on the street? Do I share my testimony with those people who've had it maybe rougher than I have had? And it may not mean anything to them. You know, so there's a lot of questions that we drum up with to try to keep us from giving an excuse or a reason why we're not able to do that. Well, we're going to try to battle that when we come back here from the break. We're going to take care of that. We've got a few minutes left. Well, I'll tell you this. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
Sometimes you want something permanent to remember a special event, such as a groundbreaking for a new business or community park, or a monument to remember the life of a loved one. Whether it's a bench marker, bronze memorial, or a traditional stone monument, you'll find markers at the most affordable prices through Cascade Monuments. They even have special flag case memorials and keepsake urns. Shop at your convenience online by going to cascademonuments.net. Cascade Monuments, for an affordable, fitting tribute to the special places, events, and people in your life.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
The Carolyn Merriman Show, featuring licensed therapist Carolyn Merriman.
We have a vat of emotions, most of us do, that are waiting for an outlet because they were not processed, in other words, not digested emotionally, intellectually, when the event happened, the loss, let's say. When we're young, we have a lot of room in that tank. We can put a lot of stuff in storage and it doesn't burst through the seams. But we get a little bit older and boy, you take one more thing and out spills all the feelings that are way inappropriate for the current situation, but they are linked to something quite important in the past.
The Carolyn Merriman Show, podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
How can you not want to share your testimony after listening to that song? We probably should just play the rest of that, but anyway.
Well, did you catch some of the lyrics of that song?
Yes, yes.
As soon as it did, Revelation 12:11 came to mind, where we triumph over Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Yes, yes.
That's how we rebuke him.
Yep. Well, that's how we've overcome. That's how there's victory over what takes place. And one thing that we have to remember is that when we are even pondering giving our testimony, it doesn't take very long before we start receiving the lies that will come in our head. And the enemy may not be right there listening to us and throwing stuff at us. It's stuff that we've had in our head from the past. you know, and things that we continue to keep replaying ourselves, okay, these lies. So why are you going to give your testimony? You know you're going to be embarrassed. You know it doesn't matter. And those people don't really, that now's not the time. It's got to, you got to do it the right time. This probably is not the time. But then you can go ahead and try it, but you'll just be embarrassed otherwise. And all those lies, okay, because when you want to expand God's kingdom, okay, by letting others know about what Jesus has done in your life, it's not going to come easy. It's not going to be an open door, and then all of a sudden they're going to lay palms down so you can walk over those and be able to come in to share. No, it's about being bold and courageous and saying, you know what, just short and sweet. This is what I want to just share with you. It's on my heart to share this with you. And here's the thing, is that when we end up listening with other people, it may be on a one-on-one situation, our testimony may not apply, that one that we do in general, to everything that goes on with somebody, but we may have a part of our experience that we can share that still will be a testimony for that individual. He may be one that has the same experience that I used to have. And yet, in general, if I were to speak with everybody, I would not necessarily go there, okay, not in detail, but with him, I might go there. Because then he might understand that I understand.
Yes, yes.
And that I can share my experiences about what has taken place that maybe he's experienced that I don't know that yet.
Yes.
And that's it, what qualifies us, gives us credibility in a sense of being obedient to what the Lord wants us to do by sharing the testimony in the first place.
Okay. And that perspective is so applicable. When I first heard the idea of giving a testimony, I had the vision of standing before people and being nervous and all of that. But what you just pointed out is exactly right. We will hear the cries of someone in need, and a piece of our testimony is what comes to mind. And it's usually maybe some way that we can relate to that rough patch that that individual is going through at that time. It's kind of like, I had that experience. I had that car accident, or I had that aha moment or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's that door opening I'm talking about, Ro, when you're with someone and they allow just that little piece.
Yeah.
And we can share just that little piece.
I want to give just a little bit of information on how to be able to put your testimony together. And I got this from gotquestions.org, and I'm just going to give it to you. It's a three-step process so that you can actually, it's going to require you writing a few things down so you can actually have it together here. Okay? So you start by writing down the details of how you came to trust in Christ to save you, answering these questions, okay? Who told me about Christ? What events led up to me trusting or believing in Christ?
Yes.
When did I trust in Christ? Where was I when I first believed? And then how has faith in Christ been a blessing to me, okay? That's the first section.
Yes.
Okay. The second section here is next, write this out that it flows well as a story. Try it to be concise as possible. Everything you've just written out in the first part there. As a goal, try to make the length of your testimony so that it can be effectively shared in 3 minutes or less. Okay. So it's not a long story, just precise.
Amen.
Okay. Because you may be talking with somebody who has attention deficit disorder. And let me tell you, you get into a long story, you lost them halfway through.
Yes.
So you won't be as effective. I'm not saying that you need to think that everyone has ADD. That's not the reason. Anyway, and the third part of this is make sure you have included the appropriate scriptures in your testimony. And this is what's really important. Again, we talked about at the beginning of the show that the Word of God does not come back void. And using scripture, that validates and gives it credibility.
Yes.
Okay? That it applies to it. They may not know the Word of God yet, okay? But you're sharing it with them. Remember that it's Scripture that is authoritative because it is God's Word. As an example, your testimony should consist of your becoming aware that you were separated from God by your sin, okay? Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yes.
So we've all sinned, okay, and fall short of that. So as a result of that, we want to be able to give him everything that give them exactly what has happened in our lives, okay? So as a result of that, The other one is receiving forgiveness. In Romans 6:23, I believe is where it's at here. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay? So, the wages of sin is death. And that's part of our story of what we can say so that they realize that sort of thing. And the last one here that they had down here is out of Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And it says, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's because of his death on the cross. Because he loved us. He created us. And I didn't know that until after I started to get to know him a little bit, which was through his word, through the Bible. Hmm. And as a matter of fact, I've got an extra Bible right here if you want it. You don't have to take it, but you can have it. You know, I can give it to you later, or you can get it another time. If you're curious, I'd be more than happy to give this to you. I'll put your name in the front of it. That's why it's always good to have extra Bibles in your car. Whenever you go to a Christian bookstore, go to where the discount Bibles are, where they're, and usually the ones with really small print, right? They're usually on sale for $5 or even less than that sometimes. And you can get them at the dollar store, as a matter of fact. They're King James, but those work just as well.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's the Word of God that you're able to get to someone.
It is. And there's several tools to help break that ice from tracts. I sometimes use little booklets that'll challenge you with some topic, but it all grows our testimony. It all becomes something that allows us an opportunity to share.
Yeah, and in some cases, this is not necessary for us to have all this stuff with us at the time when we talk with somebody.
Yeah.
It's just about sharing with them.
Yeah.
So that we know that in ourselves, maybe we become familiar with these in the book of Romans in chapter 5 and 6 of these scripture that I just mentioned. And if you're listening to this on podcast, you just go back and you can hear where they're at again. And try to bring them to memory so that when, at the time when you do end up talking with somebody, you can use that so that they realize that, okay, you know what, maybe there's something to this, okay? But go ahead.
At our last men's gathering, I challenged the men to write down names or name of someone in this next week that they felt that they could, let's say, just go have a cup of coffee with and share a part of their testimony or their testimony.
Yes.
So that's what I would encourage the listeners to do.
Yeah.
Certainly there's some part of your testimony that someone has not heard, and over a cup of coffee, they could hear it and impact God's kingdom.
Know this, whomever comes in your path, okay, don't pick and choose who you want to give your testimony to.
Amen.
You just be willing to give it to anyone that the Lord prompts you to. And you know when he's prompting you, it's usually when you're saying, no, I don't have enough time. This is not the time right now. That's when you need to be courageous and just say, okay, I have a question I wanted to ask you or something I wanted to share with you. And then you just go about that sort of thing. Because that's how it's going to come. It's not going to come all set up and with a pedestal and all this ready to go. And I've, you know, versed over this and I've read over it and this I'm going to give you. But I want to share with you out of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled.
Yes.
We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. So we give away to him or to them what he has given us. And we remind them of that. And in doing so, they are going to be so glad that they are talking with you. So let's be the hands and feet of Jesus in everything that we do this day, brother. And let's begin at home with those that we love or those that love us. And you may not think they love you. They may not like you, but they love you.
Yes.
Okay? Would you pray for our brothers?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would just guide the listeners today to be bold in their testimony and humble in wherever you would guide them to share that peace of hope and love. In your precious name, in Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord turn his face toward you and bring you shalom. Brother, there is hope, and you are not alone.